Malone running back McGahee takes the handoff to the right side, runs into a wall, into a wall of people. Vincent Wilfork, Willie McGinnis there on the stop, Teddy Bruschi there on the stop. So three plays for the Buffalo Bills, and Teddy Bruschi's been in on two tackles. On second down, toss sweep comes to McGahee. It's an end around to Roscoe Parrish, going to the right. Almost gets his head taken off, and is crushed back at about the 23-yard line. Teddy Bruschi!
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. That was 15 years ago this week, October 30th, 2005. Teddy Bruschi returning to the football field after his stroke. And that look back is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. Peerless Boilers is introducing the new Pavilion tankless water heaters. Get all the hot water you need efficiently and save on your fuel bill year-round. Find an installer at peerlessboilers.com or pavilion tankless.com. Paul Perillo there or no? Okay. Paul Perillo, we're trying to get connected with Paul. In the meantime, it's Patriots
probably
inactives.
On a trade call.
Oh, a salary cap meeting.
Salary cap meeting, sure. Or he's on a trade call.
Yeah, he's trying to move half the roster to other places in the league.
Yeah.
Patriots inactives today. N'Keal Harry, as we knew, he would be inactive. Defensive lineman Carl Davis. Safety Kyle Duggar. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Dalton Keene inactive, as is Devin Asiasi. We knew that means two tight ends are inactive, and the quarterback that will be inactive today is Brian Hoyer.
So that call we got about Brian Hoyer riding to the rescue, that's not going to happen. And Ryan Izzo is the lone tight end active today, although I would not be surprised to see them use an extra offensive lineman, whether it's Illuminor or Owenu, as a tight end here quite frequently and try and run the football with Jakob Johnson in there as the fullback and see if they can take advantage of that weak Bills run defense.
So those are your inactives. And again, thin at wide receiver.
Yep.
Very thin at tight end. They could use, as you said, a lineman to do some blocking. But the secondary with Gilmore out.
Yeah.
This is a chance to see what this secondary would look like without Gilmore.
That's a good point. You know, if they can throw it in the wind and John Brown is back in the mix for the Bills. So you get the Bills have a good wide receiving core. Obviously, you start with Stephon Diggs. You have Cole Beasley. John Brown has been very good for the Bills since he came over there. And they have a rookie, Gabriel Davis from UCF, who's been good. So this is a test for the Patriots secondary, assuming the weather is somewhat conducive to throwing the football, which it sounds like right now it's really not. Also on the Patriots side, Mark, I would say some interesting an interesting debut today. Josh Uche, a guy that was highly touted. I really like that pick. I'm giving him the Gasper seal of approval from Michigan. He played a lot with the starters in training camp. We haven't really seen him, so we'll see him today.
And how much he plays is to be determined. Former teammate of Chase Winovich at Michigan. And Chase has been telling us that when he gets on the field, he's going to do big things.
Yeah, so I'm intrigued to see what he can do. I guess he's one of those young guys getting an opportunity today due to the salary cap, which we, you know, I'm sure Paulie Paul's massaging as we speak.
Oh my God!
It's in some sort of meeting, trying to figure out the machinations moving forward for the Patriots with the salary cap.
Yeah, we should replay this Bill Belichick sound that we started the program with today, because you are mocking and making jokes about this clip, which I am as well. I mean, I'm participating.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I'm not leaving you out, hanging you out to dry on this one. This is Bill Belichick with Charlie Weiss on Sirius XM NFL Radio talking about playing young players this year and why that is the reason, even though, again, we sort of question who are all these young guys he's referring to. Here's Bill Belichick with Charlie Weiss.
You're playing a whole bunch of young guys, you know, and I know that you've always been able to find these young guys that could play early in their career. Are most of them playing because you like them, or are some of them playing because you have to play them in the world we're living in?
Yeah, well, you're right, Charlie. We're playing more young players than we played in the past. We, you know, had a combination of reasons. We were pretty heavily invested in our team in the past few years, and, you know, from a salary cap standpoint, we didn't have much flexibility at all. I think that was obvious on the Cam Newton contract. Then we had some opt-outs, so we lost some players there that would normally, you know, have been given a significant amount of play time. And then, like every year, you know, a couple guys are banged up, and, you know, we've missed some you know, miss some guys here and there in certain games. But I think when you combine it all together, there's opportunity there, and some of that opportunity has gone to younger players. And again, because of our cap situation, and in this particular year, this is kind of the year that we've taken to, I would say, adjust our cap from the spending and that we've had, you know, in accumulation of prior years, that we just haven't been able to have the kind of depth on our roster that we've had in some other years, and that's provided more opportunity for younger players. So it's a combination of all the reasons.
So in order to get further clarification on this, Chris, as you said, we'll speak to a high-ranking official of the New England Patriots.
Yes.
That would be Paul Perillo of Patriots.com, who joins us now on Patriots Preview. Hi, Paulie.
Yeah, don't play his side of the street, you know, the Felga Road.
No, we just, I mean, is everything okay? Is it trade discussions or a salary cap? Or
yeah, just got off the phone with Bill, you know, so I'm going to patch you guys through. Yeah, listen, you know, Chris, I'm with you a little bit. I thought that was strange that Bill would go down that road, and I think that he's done such a great job as Patriots coach of sort of putting anything and everything off to the side to focus on whatever needs to be done. And that did come off to me a little bit as excuse-making, and I think it's been sort of par for the course this season. You know, whether it's been opt-outs from COVID or lack of practice time during that two-week period, which, by the way, was 2 weeks, not 3 and 4 weeks, the way it's sort of been portrayed a little bit, you know, between the Kansas City and Denver
game. Well, it's like 4th and 2 became 4th and 1, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and they really got it, you know, and all that stuff. So it is a little bit out of character, I think, for Bill to be bringing things like that up. And I do wonder, you know, if, you know, with Charlie, you know, specifically a guy that's obviously been a very close confidant for him for a lot of years, if that was all orchestrated. You know, you wonder if this is my opportunity to get this out there. This is a reset year. I really, to be honest with you, don't have a problem with anything he said in terms of facts,
yes,
other than the fact
agreed.
That you're in this situation because you haven't managed it well. But I do think it came off as a little excuse-making.
When you say didn't manage it well, do you mean salary cap-wise or drafting-wise? Because I think they're...
Yeah, I don't really... You guys know I don't care much about the cap. It's drafting. The players aren't there to replace the guys that have left. And there's countless examples of players that we could use. You know, whether it was Danny Woodhead as the passing back and went to Shane Vereen, a guy they drafted in the middle rounds. And then it was Shane Vereen leaving, and it was James White, another guy they drafted to sort of be ready. They had a million examples like that. Matt Light to Nate Solder. You know, all of a sudden now, you know, instead of having Marcus Cannon to take over at right tackle for a guy like Sebastian Vollmer, who, you know, you had to go out and take a bunch of guys, and it looks like you hit on some of them with Michael Owenu and maybe Justin Herron. So these two, you know, look like they're good, but where else on the roster do you have a guy that you feel great about in the future? I think that's why they had to go out and sign some free agents. Most of those guys didn't fill in the holes, and now you're left with a combination of aging guys that are making a lot of money but not probably worth that money, and young guys that aren't ready to play yet.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the way I looked at it, just Belichick's comments, what I thought he was doing was reframing the expectations for the season. Paul,
yep.
I had not heard anything from him prior, internal or external, that said this was anything other than a normal Patriots season where the expectations are obviously to compete for the division and make the playoffs and all that. And I felt like he was reframing this as, well, all along we knew this was a reset season. And I'm like, okay, maybe you knew that, but, I mean, we didn't know that, and that's not the way things were presented.
And did your players know that, too? That's another element of this.
That will be part of it, too. And you wonder, you know, especially like in, you know, with the coronavirus, and you have some veterans that came back and played. You know, I know they had a lot of opt-outs, but they also had a lot of guys that came back and played. And you wonder how they're going to feel, you know, like, so we're just resetting this? I'm going through all of these different, you know, protocols, and we're really not really looking to expect to do anything this year. So, I mean, I know that, you know, for the most part, these guys have been around. They understand what it takes to win, and they probably, you know, guys like the McCourties probably recognize that the talent is lacking, and they probably don't have a Super Bowl caliber team. But at the same time, to hear your coach say it, yeah, you wonder how that resonates inside the locker room.
And I'll just say, too, just the interview with Charlie Weiss, it struck me as very Tom Brady, Jim Gray, where in terms of what you were saying, you know, someone you feel comfortable with, where it's really the situation is the answer is in the question. You know, the way Charlie framed that question in terms of hey, you've always been great at developing young players, but this year, you know, are you playing these guys because they're good? I'm paraphrasing, because they're good or because you have to with the situation? I mean, just the way he phrased that, I thought, was very telling.
Yeah, it's almost like you're expecting Tom Brady to correct Jim Gray. No, 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 that's not how I asked it.
Yeah.
Do it this way.
Do it this way.
did you miss the note, Jim? I mean, I thought I emailed it over.
I thought I made that pretty clear, Jim. This is how you were supposed to ask it.
But it's like when Jim Gray was asking about, oh, you know, there's a lot of talk, Tom, that you maybe don't have the weapons around you.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we know where this question came from.
Yeah, Paul, what are you expecting from the team today? I'm done predicting anything with this team. Who knows what we're going to get?
Yeah, you know, and I kind of felt like this was going to be a very, very difficult game. And then, you know, with this weather, you don't know how much of an impact that's going to have. And I do still have in the back of my mind that sort of choke factor for Buffalo. And, you know, Josh Allen, I do think, is made a lot of strides, and he's come along. But I don't know if he's to the point where he's can they go out and win a game they're supposed to win? Because let's face it, they're supposed to win this game. I actually thought the spread's a little bit of a red flag. I thought it was a little lower than I anticipated it being. So I wonder if you know, guys in Vegas know a little bit more like they usually do. But I do feel like just if we're going to compare rosters, I think Buffalo has a better roster. And this is a game that they should win. They're in control of the division right now, and they have a chance to really, really put the Patriots in the rearview mirror. And I think it's a game they have to win. But I am concerned from their side what the weather could do. If it just becomes and no one can really throw the ball effectively and it's just all on the ground, I think the Patriots can run the ball better than Buffalo can.
Well, the bad news for the Patriots is we talked to Vic Carucci a short time ago, and he said the wind has pretty much died down. He said,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he said there's been some wind gusts, and he said, well, you know, there's obviously plenty of time here before kickoff. He said the wind seemed to be a factor there much earlier today. It had sort of died down, just dealing with some rain there now. So
yeah, it should be an interesting game. I do feel I'm kind of, you know, I would like to see Josh Allen play against the you know, the Patriots secondary, which has given him some problems, especially the game at Buffalo last year. I'd like to see his maturation. But right now, I can't embrace the Bills. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, New England arrogance, you know, for lack of a better word. I've seen the Bills in this situation with the up and comers for so many different times. And this, to me, is just the latest. I do think they're a better team. I'm not going to make any bones about it. But I'd like to see them do it on the field before I just, you know, hand them the division.
All right, Paul.
Sounds like organizationally you guys are confident going into today.
Get back to your calls. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Paul Perillo from Patriots.com reporting live from the offices at Gillette Stadium.
Organization feels good about this game.
We will talk to Bob Sosi. We'll set the scene with him from Buffalo. That's coming up next. Oh, I shouldn't say from Buffalo. The game's in Buffalo. More from Sosi in Foxborough. That's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.